Hey, Kathy. I'd say happy Friday, but it's happy Thursday.
It is a happy Thursday. This week has been like my favorite week of the year so far. It's been
No,
just awesome. How about you?
can they all be like this week? Like, that'd be okay.
I feel like I'm catching up on so much. I cleaned my house, vacuumed rooms that haven't been vacuumed in a
Ooh.
year
It's like,
because I just
so
haven't.
that's what color the carpet is.
Usually it's like I'm downstairs and I'm vacuuming up golden retriever fur, and then there's some dust and stuff in there. And then I vacuumed upstairs for like the teenager's supposed to do that, right? But
Yeah.
she went on a sleepover and I'm like, opportunity to go and like clean upstairs. So much dust. I cannot even believe there's no fur because the dogs, well, at least
Yeah.
the golden retriever wants to stay with me all the time and create his little tumbleweeds down here. Upstairs, so dusty. So dusty. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. I got too much
Like,
house right now.
hey, teenager, do you have asthma? Because if you don't, you're gonna clean this place up.
Seriously. Yeah. And so she goes over for the sleepover and she's like, I'm not sneezing like I do at home when I wake up. And I'm like, And she's like, I need hardwood floors. They have hardwood floors here and the things are so much better. And I'm just like, clean your room. Clean your brother's room.
If
He's
you
not yours. Like,
clean.
it's just like you've got the space. She's got basically a small house to herself upstairs, and yeah, not cleaned, but that's
That'll do
teenagers for
it.
you.
Absolutely. Like, we could get you an air filter, or you could just use a dust rag every once in a while.
Maybe once a month, but
My
no, it
daughter
is.
growing up, her room was always trashed. Always
Yeah.
trashed. And honestly, like, one of the things that like actually kind of put a wedge between me and my mom growing up is as a teenager, and now I know that I have like executive dysfunction, ADHD tendencies, on the spectrum a little bit kind of stuff. Back then, none of that was anything we knew about. I wasn't hyperactive, so they didn't think that that was a thing, right? I was on Ritalin or whatever, so it was just me. But so I did not have, and when I say this, it sounds so stupid for other people to hear. I didn't have the ability to keep my bedroom clean. I just could not mentally do it, right? So like there was always clothes everywhere on the floor. And that was a huge point of contention for my mother. But she didn't have to live in the space. So
Yeah.
I didn't understand why it was such a big deal to her. If I close the door, why do you care what it looks like on the other side of the door? So when my daughter was growing up, I had a rule for her. Her room could be as messy as she wanted it to be, but three things had to be true in order for me to leave her room alone. One, she had to keep the door closed. Like, I didn't want to see it. I didn't want cats in there peeing on
Yeah.
her, because they do use litter boxes, but they also will pee on clothes if the opportunity is there sometimes, right? So like that's just a thing. Two, no food. No food could ever
Yeah,
be in that room,
yeah.
period, because that's when you'll get the bugs and the mice. And we lived in a house that was over 100 years old at the time. And three, she could never say, I don't have anything to wear if it was all over her floor. Like, I will
Right.
help you wash your clothes, but I'm not going into your room to determine what's clean and what's dirty and what I can step on and what I can't step on, right? Because I don't know what the, like,
Yeah.
the, I'm not Indiana Jones working my way across the tiles trying to figure out where it's safe to step. And so I just let her be. And she was the filthiest, the filthiest. Thing. Oh, the fourth thing was that if she ever did want help getting her room back to clean order, I would help without judgment. Because
Yeah.
sometimes the overwhelm keeps you from cleaning it. And if somebody else could just come in and help you without judgment, then you could get it back to where you wanted it to be. And
Right.
so she wrote a there's another story that goes with this, but basically she wrote a letter to a podcast once, and about an experience that she and I had. But she also talked about the fact that growing up, like, I just trusted her to have her space, and that was like amazing to her that I would do that. She is now a neat freak.
Really, that's great.
Yeah. And I am too. Like, I try to keep it does. I know if you're looking at my background right now, this is the leftover of Christmas packing and everything else, or wrapping, I should say. So this room will be back into like a neat and tidy order. You also don't see the piles that are over here that I cleared out of the way. It's like only what's on camera. But yeah, so I am the same way now, and it causes me anxiety and overwhelm when my physical space is cluttered. And it's funny because that's how I lived as a teenager, but now I know, right? Now I know that had somebody come in, like when your friend comes over, like, oh, let me help you clean your room, it'll be like, yeah, right? Like, I love going to other people's houses and like, oh, can I organize your spice rack for you? Like all those things, right? But it's harder to do for yourself. And so, So I understand as a teenager, it's just, we always look at them and go, how come they can't? But realistically, their brains are still learning and growing and understanding how to be the person they want to be within that space. Right. And sometimes there's ADHD and executive dysfunction and other things and mental health issues that come into play along the same way. So take heart, Kathy. She's going to get through it and you're going to get through it. And it's just,
you know, actually, Actually, this summer in July, my husband had to go back into the hospital because they found a blood clot in his leg.
And scary.
It just set me back into, you know, it was the same hospital where he had the stroke. And I've been very lucky in not having to spend a lot of time in hospitals over the past, you know. And then I had PTSD and she knew I was stressing out. And I came home and he had to stay overnight for a few days. And I came home that first night and she greets me at the garage door and is like, I know you're going to be stressed out and I just want you to know everything's going to be okay. And I came into the kitchen. Aww. It was spotless. Aww. Like neater, like everything's put away to the point where I don't know where anything is. She did that for me. It was like it probably scared her a little bit too. And it put her in a state of what can I do? How can I help? So I know she's got it in her. So I don't give her any, you know, I mean, I didn't even say anything to her. I just, when she came, she texted me and she's like, I left something in my room. Can you go get it and bring it downstairs? And so I went and did this and because somebody was coming over to pick something up. And so I went and did that. And I just said, I cleaned your room for you. And she's like, really? Wow. And she comes home and she's like, thank you. Thank you. And she's so, I didn't like make a big deal out of it. It was just like.
That's Here's a level of trust. But
I just,
I mean,
I she just needed her out of there to do it. I can't do it when she's home and she's in there. And I can't do it when I'm working. You know, obviously I've got taking care of him. So it was just like, she's gone. It's a quiet week.
Perfect opportunity.
Is now clean. Yeah. So it was. And then the other thing is too, it's like, I was so motivated and tired after doing that. I like cleaned my desk. Because you know how stuff
accumulates.
My pile of stuff here and, you know, nail trimmers, you're on a meeting and it's like, all right, let's sit through like all of this stuff that does not relate to what I'm doing. I'm going to clean my nails up and I'm going to, you know, whatever. You just have all your like little distractions on your desk. I got rid of all of them. My desk is like perfect.
I love it. I need to learn how to knit. I have been like when I was in higher ed, there were women who would come to meetings and some of these meetings were an hour, 2 hours long and they were actively engaged in the meeting, but they needed to be busy and they would knit or crochet. I mean, I'm going to be honest and say, I don't know what they were doing. It was yarn and there were needles involved. I think some people were doing one or the other, but I have never learned to do that. But like, man, could you imagine the blankets you and I could be cranking out if we were knitting under the... Yeah. The camera
that's so interesting because I've been in a lot of meetings where everybody's just got the camera off and stuff, and those meetings when I can just turn my camera off, I'm totally engaged, but I'm tidying up and I'm doing other things while I'm in the meeting. And it's not that I'm not engaged or taking in the information. Actually, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of YouTube videos and stuff. I'm not even like watching the video, but I'm listening to it and taking in information while I'm doing other things. Mm-hmm. I would like, you know, this is one of my things for 2023. I'm going to go try to see if I can get in more audio only meetings because I think I'm going to be much more productive and happier. If it's just audio only.
Yeah. You know, there's being engaged and then having to look engaged, right? Like you can be engaged if you're not as worried about like nodding and whatever, when other people are talking, especially if there's like 13 people in the room, right? And you're just like, I'm talking for 2 minutes and listening for 45, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, I agree. But can I
You know,
also
we could
go
get
ahead.
pictures of ourselves, or just like screenshots of us ourselves sitting here looking engaged and totally there, and just like put up a little over the camera and like go like clean the
Exactly.
kitchen and like still be connected and everything. And but you know, if you don't need me here, like here's my face. Like, what is
Yep.
this?
And my podcast
So
and my earbuds are in. Yep. I also just want to say though, like for you to be able to say to your daughter, I cleaned your room, and for her to say, oh my gosh, thank you. What a level of trust and what a great relationship that you guys have. Because there are so many kids who are like, I don't want you touching my stuff. And like, usually there's nothing that you're gonna find. It's not like they're hiding, you know,
yeah.
hardcore drugs or whatever else. They just, kids are so territorial about their space. So for you all to have that kind of trust in that relationship, like kudos for both of you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I don't go through like the drawers or anything. Actually,
Yeah, I
opened up a
wouldn't
drawer and to shove something in it and got poked by a push pin, and I'm like, that drawer is her problem. Why don't I just
Done.
get, you know, whatever's in there. Who
Yeah,
cares? It's
for
just like
sure.
the dust, the piles of clothes, and
Yeah, I hear
cans. And I don't buy soda. I just buy those like carbonated waters. Like
me
the husband
too.
has had, oh yeah, he
The
has
seltzer.
had a swallow. Yeah, exactly. Like LaCroix. And well, I just buy the cheap Winco stuff. He has a swallow issue, and but carbonated stuff he can drink just fine. So I buy a lot of
Oh,
carbonated waters for him, but she buys them and like takes three sips, and then there's like half full cans like
yeah.
everywhere, which is just like, that's why we only get the Winco brand, like the
Yeah,
cheapest of the
yeah.
cheap, lower than Walmart even. Winco, like the cheapest prices around. I just buy
Yep.
like lemon and lime, and that's your carbonation. And
Mine
yeah, but those
is
cans.
the Wegmans brand, and it's always
Wegmans.
grapefruit. I love grapefruit flavored, so
Yeah.
that's my go-to. And I almost always finish them, but when I don't, whatever's left, I pour in a plant.
Do you? Nice.
And I just use them to water my plants because there's no sugar in there. It's just flavored, you know, water. And that's maybe naturally flavored, but it's so minimal. It's never killed a, it hasn't killed a plant yet. I'll say
Yeah.
that.
Nice. I should do
Speaking
that.
of plants, let me tell you, last Friday when we were talking, you know, was this impending hurricane. You were freezing, like the whole, like half, more than half of the United States was plunged into this polar vortex or whatever it was called. My daughter is in Buffalo and they got the brunt of it. So Friday, I get a text message from her saying, it's really getting bad here. We've lost power. And I said, well, I don't know if it's, you know, I hope it's going to come back. And she says, it's not likely to come back quickly because I mean, there was 80 mile an hour winds. It basically was a
Yeah.
snow hurricane. Inland,
Wow.
right? Because it caused by the Great Lakes. And so a little while later, she texted me and said that they were going to her friend Amanda's, who was literally a city block away. Like they literally just had to, like, my daughter lives on a corner. She had to walk to the end of the block and like down two houses. It took them over 30 minutes to make that walk with
Oh
their
my
cat. They had
gosh.
the cat in a cat carrier. They had their dog on a leash and they had whatever belongings they needed. You know, she wears contacts, toothbrush, you know, a couple of changes of clothing, whatever. They were there until Tuesday because they finally
No
got power back on
way.
Tuesday. Yeah. And I said, speaking of plants, because my daughter doesn't want children, but she is a plant mom, right? She lost over 100 plants because it got
Oh
down.
my gosh.
It was, you know, it was sub-zero, oh, not sub-zero, but it was sub-freezing. And so
Yeah.
their apartment got below freezing and like most of her plants are gone. So if anybody wants to join the Buy Lydia a Plant Fund, let me know. She goes to Lowe's, she goes to wherever, but I'm kidding about that. But I will be giving her some plants to help restart her home nursery that she just
Yeah.
loves the greenery and all of that. And her, of course, her pets she was able to bring with her, but yeah, so they I think
Wow.
she said that they lifted the travel ban last night. So they were under a travel ban from 9 a.m. last Friday to Wednesday midnight. So that, I mean, it's terrible. The National Guard is outside the city. People really can't come and go from the city until like maybe today they finally can.
Wow.
And the death toll is over 30 officially, but
Oh my gosh.
people were posting how to take care of dead bodies at home because they knew that people would were dying and EMTs, emergency services, couldn't get to them.
Oh
So,
no.
like, if you had a family member pass away, whether it was because of the storm or just natural causes, you needed to be able to understand how to care for that person until a
Oh,
coroner or,
geez.
yeah, a funeral director could get there. So it's been pretty bad. I know this is supposed to be motivational podcast, but there is still an amazing sense of positivity amongst people in the city. There's a whole, like, politics of it is really horrible right now. The blame is being thrown everywhere, but the fact that neighbors help neighbors and people are making sure as much as possible that they're sharing. But it's going to be a really long time before Buffalo is, back to whatever
Wow.
normal looks like. And the amount of snow that they get over 50 inches in 24 hours, yeah, it's
Oh my
crazy.
gosh.
And it's supposed to get into the
And this is like
40s.
the second storm of this
Yeah.
magnitude that they've gotten in the past, like what month?
November 17th was the other one, which they
Gosh.
were better prepared for. And it was warmer temperatures around that. So they didn't lose their power and everything quite as bad. But the combination of the really, really cold temperatures, the amount of snow that they got, and the wind, people were stuck in roads in their cars for days and people died in their cars. Like, they're not just pulling out people out of cars, but they were pulling bodies out of cars because people
Oh
froze
my
to death in their own,
gosh.
in their vehicles. Houses burned down because the fire trucks couldn't get to them when the house caught on fire. So it's you don't see it in the news because, it's yesterday's news. In, national news, things change and they don't pay attention to things as quickly or as long term. But if it's in you to send some positivity, pray for the people of Buffalo, it really is something that they could use right now. We didn't get to have Christmas together yet because she was stuck, of course, in a travel ban, and her car is still buried under 4 feet of snow, so they're gonna have to, like,
Oh my gosh.
dig out her car. But this Saturday, so this is the positivity. This Saturday, we have a do-over. I'm picking up my mom, bringing her in. Lydia and John are coming in, and we're going to have our Christmas finally together this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. And she said, you don't have to make
Amazing.
lasagna because I made a humongous lasagna. I'm going to throw away so much lasagna because I couldn't eat it all to
Sure.
myself. My neighbors took some, my mom took some. I'll have some more for lunch today. And then, it's getting to the end of its week. I can't, like, continue to eat lasagna,
Yeah.
but yeah, I'm just going to order pizza and wings, and we're going to have a good time together and celebrate the fact that we're, she's okay, they're okay, their pets are okay, and people will, the city will pull itself together, as it has in previous issues last year. As you know, there's that shooting
Wow.
in the grocery store not
Yeah.
far from where she lives, the grocery store that she goes to. And so Buffalo is, it's a strong city. People will pull together, but there's been looting. There's been, just all kinds of tragedy. And now that the temperatures are supposed to get up in the 40s again, there's going to be flooding because all of that snow
Yeah.
has to melt somewhere. So, yeah, so it's
Right.
gonna, but I'm very much looking forward to seeing them on Saturday. As you all know, I made her that Guess Who game, and she hasn't seen it yet, and it's been burning a hole underneath my Christmas tree, waiting to give it to her. So yeah, I'm super excited about seeing her. And I texted her. She is a loving person. I don't mean it to sound that way, but she's not like a hold you, cuddle you kind of kid. I mean, she's 30, she's not a kid. But I told her, I said, prepare for an uncomfortably long hug. And she's like, I'm okay with that. So it's been a rough time, and
Oh,
she's looking forward to seeing her mom too.
yeah.
So
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Wow. That must have been so hard. I know with my son who moved out, gosh, it was like a year ago plus, and he's up in Minnesota. And so it's like, with this cold snap, I'm checking all the
Yeah.
temperatures and checking in on him all the time. It's so hard when your kids grow up and leave and they're far away and there's nothing you
Yeah.
can do. Yeah, like that situation, what could you do to even she's got to find that resourcefulness within
Yeah.
herself and take care of
So
herself and her
I
pets
couldn't,
and
yeah, you couldn't order them Instacart because, like,
right.
if EMS couldn't get there, like, nobody's delivering groceries. You
Good
couldn't
point.
Amazon her, like, there's a short of, like, hiring a helicopter and, like, dropping supplies in, which is not within my resources, by the way. Not, you know, it's just like just checking with her, letting her know that she's loved on the regular, yeah. and just seeing if there's anything that I could do to help, which I mean, obviously limited, but I the liquor store was the one store that opened early. So and they've been staying with their friend Amanda for 4 days. And she said, I said, let me send some money so that you can at least buy groceries or something for Amanda. So she texted me back and she's, I sent her $100. She goes, we spent it at the liquor store and replenished your liquor cabinet. I'm like, sounds good to me.
Perfect.
So I do get to spend, I do get to see her before the new year. I get to have Christmas before the new year, which brings us to, and here we are like, you know, just chatting on and off forever, but it's almost 2023. And 2022 can bite me. Like 2022 is the year that like took a lot, right? It took my dad. It took a lot of things. It has not been an untroubled year in so many ways. 2021, oh my God, let's not go backwards in time. 2023 had better be better. That's all I'm going to say. Do you, I actually tweeted the other day that I don't like the idea of resolutions. I like the ideas of goals. Resolutions just has such a negative connotation to me. Goal sounds positive. So do you have any goals for 2023?
I do.
Ooh, share.
I do. Well, you know, I am really excited about a lot of things.
Yes.
I'm excited about human empowerment. You know that. I mean, that's what we're here to do anyway. I'm excited about bringing stories of amazing things that people can do, amazing things people are doing. I love to tell stories or to share stories and to hear stories of amazing things people have done and sort of like how their mindset led them to that place. This morning I listened, you know, I walk the dogs, I listen to podcasts and whatnot. And it's just kind of like, a lot of times it's just like, all right, YouTube, what you got, you know? And this morning I listened to Carrie Ann Moss, who is Trinity in the Matrix.
Yeah. And love her.
Remember what podcast it was, but anyway, she popped up. I'll send you a link when we get off of here. And I listened to that, and then I came home and did all my morning stuff, fed the dogs, you know, cleaned some stuff up, and I just kept listening. It was so cool how she like knew when she was a little kid, I'm gonna be something cool, I'm gonna do some cool things, and was like so focused to get there. I want to tell more stories like that. So I you know, I don't know if I'm Carrie Ann, if you're listening, I'd love to interview you, but I have a little personal project that I'm starting to tell some of these stories, and not just, you know, in the WordPress space, but I'm going to start with the WordPress space because these are the people that I know, and there's so many amazing stories of people who have built the lives that they desire, their dreams come to life because they're like, oh, this is all I got to do. I can do this. And what about this stuff? And then somebody swoops in and helps them. So I want to tell stories of empowerment, and I've got a project. The site is built. I'm ready to go. I just have to start interviewing people and put this out there. And I'm super excited about that.
You have to share when you're ready. I can't wait to hear what you're calling it, because that'll be fun too.
Do you know? Did I tell you yet?
You probably did, but I'm not remembering.
Okay. Well, see. All right. So last year, about the same time my son moved out, I was going through a lot of stuff. And this was even before the stroke. And I was talking to a friend of mine. And I said to them, you are so fantastic. And they said, well, you're Zantastic. And I'm like, wine might have been involved, but I was immediately like, oh, I'm registering that one, right?
And I love it.
Like Zantastic.com was like $2,000. And I'm like, yeah, well, oh, Zantastic Me, even perfect. So I did Zantastic.me. So I've got the site all built out and all my colors are picked and everything. I just need some headshots that are updated of me and things like that. So Zantastic, it's going to be the Zantastic podcast. And it's like you finding out, you know, what do they call it? A port menu or of like Zant and Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like, you know, I was born a Zant. That was my name. It's my maiden name. It's the name that I was given. It's kind of like what I was defined as a lot as a young kid because of just how my family was in this smaller town. Everybody knew who the Zants were. And to become Zantastic is to take take that and own it, but also to be something more and to be more of yourself.
I love it. So oh, that's goosebumps.
All kind of come together.
I love it. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
How about you? Do you have some goals?
I do. So I had goals that I had established for this year that I didn't do. Mostly because life got in the way, especially like, you know, I lost my dad in March. So that kind of derailed a whole bunch of stuff. But there's the only thing that said they had to be done this year was me. And so I said they can do next year instead. So I have two goals. One is to write another book.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be about yet. It might be like more of what my first book was about, that kind of thing. Might be something different. I'm still like, you know, fitting with that part of it. But the other part is to publish a calendar. And it was going to be a 2023 calendar. Clearly, that's not going to happen. It's going to be a 2024 calendar. And I have a friend. She's an amazing woman. She lives locally here. I think she's in her late 70s. I never asked her, but I'm assuming she's in her late 70s. She's battling cancer for the fourth time. She is a woman of gratitude, even though she has been going through surgeries and, colon cancer. And she said breast cancer. Her daughter had breast cancer last year. Like, this woman has dealt with so many amazing, like, oppositions. And by amazing, I don't mean great. I mean, like, just like tremendous opposition. She continues to be a woman of gratitude and to support others. And even if it's just like she posts things on Facebook just that are uplifting. And our goal was to do a book or something together. And then I thought, why don't we do a calendar with my photography and her words of gratitude? And so we are going to do that, but we're going to do a gratitude journal together with my photography and her words. And so we're going to publish a journal next year with prompts and with for creating gratitude and remembering and remarking on your gratitude, because gratitude can often change your outlook on situations. As you and I both know, this year there's things that, you know, over the last year and a half that have been tremendously difficult and tremendously painful and tragic. But even in tragedy, obviously, sometimes, I should say, not maybe not obviously, but in the middle of it, you often don't see the grit where you can be grateful in the situation. Yeah. But hindsight will allow you to find moments that you can say, this happened, but I'm still grateful for XYZ. When I was in Tennessee, selling my dad's house, as difficult as it was, I made some friends down there who are still my friends. And we text each other frequently, and they're going to plan to come visit me in this next year. And so I have gratitude for that. And the churches that were down there, my dad had a church and my brothers had a church. They took up offerings for 3 months and continued to give us money to buy food while we were there taking care of the boys. They came over and mowed the yard, and like it was a 2-acre yard. I mean, we're talking big stuff. And so so I have gratitude through that. And so through the people who provided and the people who provided support, whether it was financial or emotional or whatever. And so there are ways to find gratitude in spite of, and I know your sense of humor has helped you find gratitude and reach out to people and be supportive to others through what you've gone through too. And so I think that that's going to be a really good project and a good goal for this next year.
Amazing. I am so excited by that. You know, as you're, something that I just heard over the past few days, you know, people like you and me and your friend who have gone through really difficult times, it changes them. You can't go through life and go through upheaval like that and not be changed. Mm-hmm. But what I think this parallel analogy, metaphor came in where they talked about like the glaciers in the northern climates that mm-hmm. come in and compress the land. But then as soon as the glaciers recede, as soon as that pressure goes away, the ground starts to expand. And if you think about it, you know, we become changed by these experiences, and it changes us, much like a glacier going through and changing the land. It's almost like the container of who we are becomes expanded. Mm-hmm. And if you can just use gratitude, even for like the smallest thing, use gratitude to fill that container. It's like you started with a cup, right? But this pressure came in and expanded who you really are. You can hold so much more gratitude, so much more joy. Your ability to feel, you know, there's a lot of people who go through life just like surface level, or goes through life, you know, just not really getting deep, not really living life to the fullest. And these experiences, while they're hard, if you sort of let go and surrender to them, they expand you in a way where you can live a more fulfilling life, because you have the capacity to feel everything at a deeper level, not just the mm-hmm. hurt, because you allowed, you know, that thing to transform you. You can now feel joy. You can now feel gratitude. You can now hold space for other people that you couldn't mm-hmm. maybe do before. You know, I mean, people who go through life and everything's perfect for them all the time, God bless you. I'm so happy for you.
Wouldn't that be nice? But yeah.
But when yeah. they, when I talk to, you know, there's a lot of people I talk to, and they don't know how to talk to me about the stuff that I'm going through. There's my mother, for example. She's like listening to me actually like deal with my husband when he's like upset, or he doesn't know something's not right with him, and it's harder for him to get his words out at that point. And so I have to play, you know, maybe it's making me more psychic, who knows, but I'm like trying to figure out what he's asking for. Like the other last yeah. few days ago, he was asking me for Goldilocks, and I'm like, no idea whatsoever. And he's like, Goldilocks, Goldilocks. And I'm like, you need water? And he's like, not being able to tell me it was cold water. Cold water was Goldilocks. And my daughter comes in. She must have got the sense of humor for me. She comes in. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, wouldn't Goldilocks be like the lukewarm water? Not too hot, not too cold. Like, touche. You've got a point there. But like, my mom listens to these types of things, and she's just like, you're a saint. And I'm like, this is life. This is what yeah. we go through. This is mm-hmm. my husband. I can't put him in a nurse. I can't live with myself putting him right. in a nursing home. I have to live right. through this. I have to go through this. And, you know, I am surrendering to this experience for whatever it gives me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That story story's hilarious. My daughter's ability to like step into that and, you know,
yeah.
world look out for who this child is going to be when she's out on her own, because yeah. she has dealt with some of the hardest things mm-hmm. and it's changed her. It's going yeah. to make her much more resilient for just yeah. achieving, because when you're yep. trying to achieve something, when you set a goal, it's not like, you know, it's like, oh, well, there's my happy little goal. You're going to reach a point on that journey where it's like, why did I decide to do this? This is hard. Yeah, yeah. And if you're resilient and you have, you know, moved through difficult situations in the past, you're able to move through those challenges mm-hmm. and achieve so much more, because it's like, I can hold space for this. No problem. This is temporary. Yeah. I still know where I'm going. So, I'm really looking forward to your gratitude journal, because coming from someone like you and coming from your friend, it's going mm-hmm. to be something of tremendous impact just because of who you are.
Well, I hope so. I hope that the heart that we put into it will reach other people to find the gratitude and the positivity and things in their own life, for sure. I know that there are days when I have friends who keep, I've never kept a gratitude journal, and I, you know, maybe 2023 will be the year I start doing that. But they say that if every day write down 10 things, and even if it's just, you know, my seltzer water, glasses that let me see, like it can be things that just feel like everyday things, but it's about, you know, your mindset and your mindset is so important. But when you said that about your daughter too, I was thinking about that she's going to be empowered, right? So there's a big difference between empowerment and entitlement, and it sounds like she is becoming empowered through her experiences, not entitled yeah. because she's been, you know, had a life of ease, if you will. So it's great. We've probably gone on way longer than
spoiled though.
Well, I mean, who isn't, right? But like, if you're still listening, you know, hey, thanks for hanging in there. We love that you love our conversations. We do just tend to just go on sometimes, and that's the fun of it too, though. Seriously, it's like a lot of fun.
Well, to me, it's like you you make me remember a lot of things that maybe, you know, it's like, okay, I had these like observations or like listening to that podcast this morning. Wow, this is really deep. And, but you bring out in me sort of a depth of observation that I carry with me. I hope it's of impact to someone else, because I think these conversations really do matter. So
yeah, even if we're the only ones getting anything out of it, I'm cool to keep publishing. I love it. And if you're listening, this is our 15th podcast episode already. It feels like just yesterday when I said to you, hey, you want to do a project? And like, you know, by Monday we had it all published, because we are women of action.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Wow. That's so cool, because we're at 15, but like a year ago we started the Cadence Beat, and that's like only at 22 or 23 now. So it's
we haven't missed a week.
We haven't missed a week. And I don't want the marketing to put too much pressure. I want Ben to feel freedom to do it. He's got so many things that he's doing. And I'm like, okay, but I still want to talk to him.
It's a different podcast. Yeah.
So, and it's good, but it's like, every time we publish one, when's Cadence Blacks 3 coming? When's it coming? It's just like, oh my gosh, it's coming. We're working on it.
Oh no. Now we put out goals for 2023 and people are going to be, hey, when's that journal coming? When's that calendar?
Yeah.
Hold your horses, people. We'll get to it. Yeah. Anyway.
Cheer us on.
Absolutely. Well, best wishes for a great start to 2023. I know we talk to each other all the time, but I'm saying it publicly. And happy new year to you and your family, Kathy.
Yeah, to you too. I'm so, well, happy belated Christmas.
Thank
I'm so glad that you and Lydia and your mom and everybody can get together this weekend and have the Christmas that should have been last weekend.
I'll post pictures.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear how she likes her gift. That is so fun.
I'm so excited. Should it be the last gift or the first gift? I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll let her play Santa, whatever she pulls out from under the tree. It's all
great.
Good. So, all right. Mwah! Much love. We'll see everybody in 2023. Consider sponsoring the podcast. We're going to start putting out for sponsorship. If you're interested, we would love to talk to you. And we'll see you next year.
Bye.